أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم. I have to thank all of you who have made effort. You have made an effort and the commitment to come here on such a day where such extreme weather conditions. Many of our own brothers and sisters in IHRC, those who have organized the program, have not been able to make it to the halls yet. We've got a team of our sisters who've gone to Budapest on a conference on Islamic human rights, and they are actually stranded there, and the sisters are stranded at the train station, etc. So I do know how difficult this has been for everyone, and therefore I would like to thank those who have made it. And in some ways actually becomes more important for us now to sort of observe what we are going to get involved in discussing and then pass it on to others. Because the work that we are currently involved in, all of us, is really the work that we are doing for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to share it, and we need to encourage one another, and we need to get everyone involved in this. It's a work by its nature, something that it's rahmah to the whole of mankind. Because the world is looking for solution, for justice. And we Muslims are fortunate and blessed by having the solution to that. And therefore we need to go out and present it the way it should be presented, without prejudice. My topic of what to talk about is Palestine. There is a lot could be said on Palestine. I've got a very short time, and with your permission, I would like to sort of skip the normal sort of talks which are given on Palestine, i.e. the number of people who have been killed, the number of brothers and sisters who have been expelled from their homeland, the fact that there are many Palestinians still got the door, the key to the front door in their pocket, and they're not allowed to go to their own homes, while Zionists from all around the world are encouraged and financed to go and live in their home. And the fact that with Sharon, we are seeing the extreme of the Zionism, something that is much more exposed than under what I call nice Zionists. I mean, you know, there are two types of Zionists. There are Zionists like Sharon, which they want to create bloodbath and rule over the occupied territories with the might and get rid of every single Palestinian from the area. And there is another type of Zionists, which I refer to them as nice Zionists. They don't want bloodbath, but they still want to rule. They still want to be in charge and overall masters of the region. They still want the Palestinians to be second-class citizens. But they don't like the killing. But they like the concept of Zionism, and they will stand by that. And in some ways, those are more dangerous type of Zionists. And those are the sort of Zionists which you see now coming out and speaking against Sharon while they're still supporting the State of Israel and concept of the State of Israel. In short, what I really like to talk about is that what is it that we want to achieve for Palestine? There's no point of us having elaborate campaigns without being focused, that is, what is it we want to achieve? Do we want to achieve a reduction of children which are dying every day in Palestine? Do we want a reduction of, destructions of homes? Instead of 100 every 3 months, we want it to be reduced to 20. Is it that we want just end of all killing and all destruction? Or do we want to remove this oppressive regime of Zionism? Or is it another sort of extreme, that we want to push all the Jews into the sea, as some claim that we as Muslims want to do? Which one of these is it? Because unless our own community is actually focused on why we want to campaign, what we want to achieve, then we are not really going to be able to benefit from the fruits of our work, because we are not focused. I put it to you that two-state solution is no solution whatsoever. Many of our own brothers are worried to talk about two-state solution. And sorry, I'm just told that we're near the time of the prayer, so I'm going to be a bit faster to go on. What we really need to, many of our brothers are actually worried to speak out against two-state solution, because the international community has put a situation that's saying that if Palestinians have got the right of homeland, which they haven't got, then Israelis should have the right of homeland as well, or the Jews. Now, the fact of the matter is that what we are opposing, and what I would like to put forward, is that we are opposing the Zionism. The Zionism is a racist ideology, that we need to be very familiar with its nature and its effect. The reality is that under Zionist state, every Jew around the world has got the automatic right of becoming a citizen and going into Israel. According to the Constitution, even if a Jewish person who is known to be going to destroy the state of Israel cannot be stopped from going, entering into the country and taking residency. And no one else has got the right to go. One of these anti-Zionist rabbis once told me that probably the solution is that we get all the Palestinians to go and say, for hearsay, that they all become Jew and they all move back to their homeland and take residence in their own homeland and then revert back to Islam afterward, as an irony of the whole thing. The fact is that if we don't destroy this concept of racist ideology in the region, then there will be no hope, no solution. I put it back to you that the situation in Palestine is not much different than the situation as it was in South Africa. Those of us who were campaigning against apartheid in South Africa were very clearly focused that we cannot accept even 1% of South Africa land to be under control of the apartheid regime. Because if the apartheid regime is given any legitimacy in an area, then there will be no peace and no future for the whole South Africa. And indeed, this is the same situation for Israel. We need to campaign for destruction of Zionism and return of all the Palestinians and the offspring back into Palestine, and let them, all of them, decide what sort of future they want to have for themselves. Why is it that we are saying that, for example, two-state solution, you know what it means? It means that somebody comes and moves into your home and pushes you into the box room small bedroom and saying you could only live there, you have no right on turning the light on or off unless we allow you. You have no right of leaving your home without the permission. And every once in a while, we just won't give you any permission to move for months out of your room, even if you're hungry, even if your child is starving. And then the international community and everybody else comes and says, well, the solution for this is quite clear. We just give a box room and another bedroom, and then the rest of the house is going to be controlled by the Zionists still, those who have taken over. They still will have the control of telling you when to go in and when not to go in, when to turn your light on, when not to turn your light on, how to use your utilities, when to put a shelf up in your room or not, you need to get their permission. And then we say that's the solution. This is as ridiculous as the concept of the two-state solution. I put it to you that anyone who's got any sense of justice, any sense of fair play, any sense of vision of what could be a solution for Palestine cannot accept to have the Zionism and the supremacy of a racist ideology like that. That is what we need to be focusing on. And as my colleague said, in South Africa, we started for the first time focusing against Zionism and destruction of Zionism in the area. And we worked with the Natura Carta. And as the sister said before that, many, many of our very good, active, committed brothers from Palestinian camp came to me personally and said, for God's sake, what are you doing? You know you've taken these guys with you? And I said, well, look, for God's sake, you know, these people, what do they say? In the press conference, I just tell you, I'll finish it with this. In the press conference in South Africa, the press were coming and asking questions. And on one occasion, they were asking questions mostly from the rabbis. And they asked them that, they said that you have come to this conference with Muslim fundamentalists, Islamic Human Rights Commission. And you know, their identity badge, it was saying Rabbi Yusuf Weiss, Islamic Human Rights Commission, because they actually were registered under our NGO. And they said, you have come with these Muslim fundamentalists. These Muslim fundamentalists, they want an Islamic State. Do you also want an Islamic State? And Rabbi Weiss turned around and said, look, we don't want to get involved in the politics of area. We believe, according to our religion, we should not intermingle in the politics. We don't care who runs or what the state is in Palestine, as long as it's not under authority of the Jewish community. And then he turned around and he said, but let me tell you something else. We would much prefer an Islamic state than a secular state, because under Islamic state, we will have the morality and the promotion of the spirituality, which we will not have under the secular state. Now I put it to you, why is it that we will not work with people like that? I put it to our brothers that under the Islamic law, if there is an Islamic state, people like that should be protected by the Islamic state and by the rest of us. This is actually the clarity of the whole thing. And therefore, we need to be focused that what we are against is Zionists. And I tell you, there are many non-Jew Zionists in the world, and there are even some Arab Muslims who are Zionists and are helping the Zionist state. And we need to be focused and separate these things. I know there's a time for the Salat, and there isn't enough time. But if I may ask you to consider, in our campaign in support of Palestine, We cannot become like the Zionists. There are many Muslim campaigners now who are campaigning and modeling their campaign on the Zionist campaign. We cannot become like the Zionists because, as the sister said before, and the principle of Islam is that we stand for justice. We stand for justice, even and witness to justice, even when it's against ourselves. We cannot become like the Zionists, that everything that the Zionists do, they support each other. They support each other for the wrong, they support each other for right, they support each other for everything. We cannot become like that. So please, when you go back, make sure that we will stand up for a concept which is much higher than becoming the other side of the coin. There is the Zionist here, and mirror images of it, it will not be Islamic. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, Brother Masood.
Sorry, can I just say one other thing? I just want you to show you this photo. I mean, you have all seen this photo. This is Brother Farish Oda. For 11 days, this young boy dressed up in his best clothes and went in front of the tank and threw a stone at this tank. For 11 days, every day he did that until he became Shaheed. The least we can do is to actually model and follow up his example. Some people say writing a couple of letters, it has got no impact. Well, tell this young man who threw a stone at the tank, and believe me, he has made an impact on the heart and souls of every Muslim. I should make it on the heart of every person who stands up for justice. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.